What up, y'all? You're listening to Sports Talk with Trop, and I'm your host, Katie Trop. Well, these Eastern Conference Finals are pretty interesting. We'll just say that the Knicks are lucky that they got last night's game, but since we're talking about it, let's just go ahead and start off with the Eastern Conference Finals and what happened this weekend between the Indiana Pacers and the New York Knicks. Well, on Friday, the Indiana Pacers pretty much obliterated the New York Knicks, 114-109. Yes, it was close, but I mean, just overall, the Pacers really are just setting the pace in each and every game, and it's just really difficult for the Knicks to even keep up. And in this one, Pascal Siakam, he showed, because Siakam is actually a champion. He won a few years ago when he was with the Toronto Raptors, so he knows what to do in the postseason. And he stepped it up big. He had 39 points in this game. But the New York Knicks, they are just falling apart in each and every game. So last night, they had game three, and the Knicks did get the win, 106-100. But honestly, they're just lucky to get that win. They were down by like 34, I believe, at one point in this game. The Pacers were pretty much cruising, and that's just kind of what I think happened, is that they kind of let their foot off of the brake in the second half, and they just kept it going. And the Knicks were able to just make the big plays when they needed to. But overall, I mean, right now it kind of feels like the Pacers should be up 3-0 on the Knicks. But they're just playing weird basketball. They're just not able to keep up with the Indiana Pacers. Just every time the Pacers come right out the gate, the Knicks are just honestly lucky to be in this game. And they were lucky to get the win last night. Brunson had a pretty solid game with 23 points. Karl Anthony Towns had 24 points and 15 rebounds. Josh Hart ended up coming off of the bench, and it ended up being a good move because he made some big plays towards the end of the game, had a bunch of rebounds as well. He was just always in it in the paint. So it was just a really weird to see that the Knicks are not playing this well in this series against the Indiana Pacers. You know, I'm not really shocked because, I mean, I keep saying about the Pacers, they are playing excellent team basketball. They are playing the best overall team basketball basically in the playoffs. I mean, the Oklahoma City Thunder are playing excellent team basketball as well. But the Pacers are really just, they're showing this is what happens when you play overall great team basketball. You just keep winning. They play great defensively. They make the shots when they have to. All their players step it up at some point. It's not just Halliburton making big shots. It's Nesmith. And just other guys are stepping it up when they have to, whereas the Knicks, like I said, they were lucky to get last night's win. They should be down 3-0, but they're only down 2-1 now, heading into game four, which is on Tuesday night in Indiana, so we'll see how that one goes. But the Knicks really, really need to tie this shit up. Then moving on to the Western Conference Finals, it has pretty much been blowout, blowout, and blowout. In all three games on Saturday night, we had Game 3 and Minnesota. They blew it out 143-101. This one was never close at any point in time. Anthony Edwards had 30 points, 9 rebounds, and 6 assists, and Julius Randle had 24 points, and it was just all Minnesota all night. But Monday night is Game 4. Oklahoma City has a 2-1 lead right now. And we'll see how they bounce back from that ass kicking. I'm sure Oklahoma City is not going to get their asses beat again in that type of fashion in this series. But who knows? I mean, it's pretty much all three games have been terrible. And honestly, all three games in the Eastern Conference Finals haven't really been that great either. So been a very uneventful conference finals, in my opinion, so far. Moving on to the Top 10 MLB Power Rankings for this week. We have us a new number one, a team that is just really surging and just has had quite the couple of weeks, actually really quite the May. But we've got some moving and shaking, but it's pretty much the typical teams that we've been seeing so far throughout the season. So let's start off with our new number one. That is the Philadelphia Phillies. Overall record of 34-19. They are 9-1 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series over the Colorado Rockies and over the A's. As a matter of fact, the A's were able to end the Phillies' 11-game winning streak that they had been on, and they've just been killing it. Zach Wheeler's just having a phenomenal year, 6 wins with a 2.42 ERA and 88 strikeouts. Kyle Schwarber, he's got 18 home runs on the season and 40 RBI. And it's just been, this team has been all around playing excellent baseball. And this is exactly where the Phillies should be competing right off the bat and playing excellent baseball compared to everybody else. I kind of, like I said, I picked them as the World Series champion, so I'm not really shocked this is where they're at, even though they started off kind of cold, but they've got so much depth. And even through the injuries and the suspensions, they're still playing well and overcoming all the adversity. And like I said, the 11-game winning streak, and they're really just having an excellent May. I had to put them at number one, even though the number two team is just as good. It's just they're not playing as well lately. And that is the Detroit Tigers at 34-20. They're 5-5 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series over the St. Louis Cardinals, but got their asses beat by the Cleveland Guardians over the weekend. But the one excellent game they had was yesterday over the Guardians, and Tarek Skubal, man, he is the reigning AL Cy Young Award winner, and this dude has come right out the gate and is having yet another phenomenal year. As a matter of fact, he pitched his first complete game in his entire career, and he pitched what is known as a Maddox, and that is when you pitch a shutout with under 100 pitches, and that is what he did yesterday in a win over the Guardians. He only allowed two hits. He had 13 strikeouts on 94 pitches in a complete game shutout yesterday over the Guardians, and just absolute domination. But this Detroit Tigers team, they are just getting stronger as the season wears on, and it is only May right now. But just honestly, the only reason why I put them below the Phillies right now is because of the Phillies winning streak that they were on. And really, the Phillies' May has been excellent, so I had to bump them down. But I mean, you really could alternate either of those two teams because they just are playing excellent baseball right now. Another team playing excellent baseball at number three on my top 10 MLB power rankings is the New York Yankees. Overall record of 32-20. They're 8-2 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series over the Texas Rangers and the Colorado Rockies. Aaron Judge is now finally is under the 400 average. He's only batting a measly 397 now, but who knows, that's going to fluctuate each and every week, but 397, 18 home runs, 47 RBI, so he continues his amazing season. Max Fried, he's also still continuing his amazing season as well, 7 wins on the season, 129 ERA and 67 strikeouts, but really the Yankees are getting it going offensively. They're looking pretty unstoppable, and they are also a team like the Phillies that is really starting to get going, really starting to look solid, and even though their bullpen, that's probably their biggest weakness, is their bullpen, and then, you know, the back end of their starting pitching order is pretty weak, but I mean, overall, the offense for the New York Yankees is definitely really starting to shine, and Aaron Judge has been the shining star, but everybody else in this lineup, that's why it's hard to actually pitch around Aaron Judge, because people, you got dudes above who are batting before him and behind him who are just not missing and actually getting on base, and then they're scoring runs. I mean, right now the Yankees are second in the league with runs. Then at number four in my top 10 MLB power rankings are the Chicago Cubs. Overall record of 32-21. They're 7-3 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series over the Miami Marlins and the Cincinnati Reds. And PCA, man, he had yet another phenomenal weekend, had a grand slam, and is just really knocking it out of the park. He's batting a .286 with 14 home runs, 48 RBI. But another guy who I haven't really discussed this season so far, but he is having an excellent year, and that is Seiya Suzuki. He is batting a .273 with 14 home runs and 49 RBI, and that 49 RBI leads the team. So he's been really consistent, been getting on base, but really been driving in the runs as well all season long. But for the Chicago Cubs, scoring runs has been zero issues at any point in this season. They've been on a tear, and it just continues. Then at number five on my top 10 MLB power rankings of the Los Angeles Dodgers, overall record of 32-21. They're 4-6 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series over the Arizona Diamondbacks, but lost the series to the New York Mets. Shohei Ohtani, he is having a phenomenal year, batting a .295 with 18 home runs and 32 RBI on the season. And it kind of just feels like he is crushing every single home run, too. It's always like as soon as he swings and you hear the sound of the bat, it is just one of those home runs where it's just out of the park. They're like 100 miles an hour each and every time. So he is back in form. But the Dodgers have been trying to overcome all of their injuries, especially in the starting pitching department here. It just kind of feels like one after the other is just going on the injured list. But that's why they have depth. That's why they sign all the guys that they sign, because at some point, the injuries are going to get you. They do to pretty much every team. And so far, the Dodgers, yes, the injury bug has hit them, but all their guys have been stepping it up. And especially on the offensive side of the ball, they have been phenomenal, as usual. And number six on my top 10 MLB power rankings of the New York Mets, overall record of 32-21. They are 4-6 in their last 10 games. This past week, they lost a series to the Boston Red Sox, but took the series over the Los Angeles Dodgers. Kota Senga, he is having a phenomenal year with 5 wins on the season, 1.46 ERA and 52 strikeouts. He's pretty much been their solid go-to guy when it comes to pitching, and that says a lot because this team has pitched great with their starting pitchers. I mean, if there's one thing that the New York Mets are doing well this season, it is the starting pitching, even though they're doing a lot well. And Juan Soto, he had a pretty good week this week. So who knows? Is he going to heat up or is he going to keep doing what he's been doing? Up and down, because it kind of feels like every time he's up, the next week I'm talking about him being down. So we'll see what happens with Soto this week. But, you know, Alonso had a big game last night. Just the New York Mets, they have been playing really solid and consistent baseball, especially with their starting pitching. Then at number 7 on my top 10 MLB power rankings, here they still are. I can't believe I'm talking about them, but they're still playing great baseball, and that is the San Francisco Giants, overall record of 31-22. They're 6-4 in their last 10 games. This past week, they lost a series to the Kansas City Royals and took a series over the Washington Nationals. Robbie Ray has actually been their shining star at the starting pitching position. They just seem to keep winning every time he's in. He's got 7 wins on the season with a 2.56 ERA and 69 strikeouts. Elliot Ramos, he's been having a great year as well offensively, batting a 2.81 with 9 home runs and 27 RBI. And the Giants, they just are in it every single game, late in the game. Even if it's the 9th inning, you cannot count them out, but you also cannot count out the other team because their bullpen is still very shoddy, but their starting pitching is not even just Ray. Webb has been doing well. Birdsong has been showing up as well. They've been pretty solid pitching, and then also the offense has been doing well also. But it's just that bullpen that's very questionable. Then at number 8 on my top 10 MLB power rankings, the St. Louis Cardinals, overall record of 30-23. They're 7-3 in their last 10 games. This past week, they lost a series to the Detroit Tigers, but took the series over the Arizona Diamondbacks. Sonny Gray has been having a great year. He's got 5 wins on the season with 66 strikeouts, and he's been pretty consistent all year. As a matter of fact, he's been there exactly what they needed. But the Cardinals, they've been probably the hottest team behind the Philadelphia Phillies for the most part. They started off the year pretty quiet, looking like they were going to be another terrible team. But right now, they are in the thick of things. Mason Wynn is having a career year, batting a 262 with 6 home runs and 17 RBI. We'll see if the Cardinals are able to keep it going. They do have their issues, but they've been hot. They've been on a hot streak, and we'll see what they're able to do with the rest of the season. Then at number 9 on my top 10 MLB power rankings are the Seattle Mariners. Overall record of 29-23. They are 6-4 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series over the Chicago White Sox, but lost the series to the Houston Astros, who are another surging team. But Cal Raleigh continues his great season, batting a 2.54 with 17 home runs and 35 RBI. I mean, he's been right up there in the top 5 batting categories, right up there with Aaron Judge all season long. Him, Schwarber, Judge, those have been basically the 3 dudes dominating in the hitting categories. And it's just crazy to see that a catcher, Cal Raleigh, he's been doing it for the Mariners, who've been up and down, but they still are tops in their division. And even though they're, they have their questions, but Julio Rodriguez, it seems like he's finally starting to find his way offensively. And we'll see what happens with the Mariners. They're, like I said, they're top of their division right now, but the Astros are starting to get going, and who knows what's going to happen with the Rangers, but they could also start getting going as well. And rounding out the top 10 MLB power rankings this week is a team that is starting to just tumble, and that is the San Diego Padres. Overall record of 29-22. They are 3-7 in their last 10 games. This past week, they lost a series to the Toronto Blue Jays, but took the series over the Atlanta Braves. But they're starting to really take the hits with their injured list, especially at the starting pitcher position. They now lost Michael King. He's going to be on the injured list for the next couple of weeks. So that's just another blow to their starting pitching. And that's pretty much been the issue for them over the last couple of weeks, is just they keep getting hit with the injuries and they're just not able to overcome it. But somebody who is having a great year so far and really unexpectedly is Gavin Sheets. He's batting a .283 with 10 home runs and 31 RBI. Tatis is still having a good year as well. Machado is on fire himself. He's batting over a .300 right now. So offensively, no issues with the Padres, but it's just their starting pitching is really starting to take some hits with the injuries, and it's just starting to cause them some issues down the line. But still, they're a very talented team, very good team, and I expect to see them in the thick of the things as the season wears on. It's just they're slumping right now, and they are in a difficult division. So we'll see what happens with them down the stretch here. All right, y'all. Enjoy the rest of the week of sports, and I will talk to you guys on Friday.